God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, mighty and immortal, you know that as fragile creatures surrounded by great dangers, we cannot by ourselves stand upright. Give us strength of mind and body, so that even when we suffer because of human sin, we may rise victorious through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. You may be seated.
Reading from Isaiah. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 103 responsively. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless God's holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
Repeat.
Satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's.
O Lord.
Moses, and your works to the children of Israel.
Lord,
reading from Hebrews. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand straight up. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, Woman, you are set free from your ailment. When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord. It was 50 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr. stood and gave a speech that we still quote and remember all these years later, that famous "I Have a Dream" speech. Some of you may have been on the march to on Washington. Betty was there that day 50 years ago. How could that be? You were a babe in arms. Figure it out. They moved it up. They moved it up. When I was in college, not 50 years ago, but when I was in college, I fell in love with the poetry of Langston Hughes. Maybe you know that name. He was a contemporary of Martin Luther King Jr., and he wrote a poem called Dreams, probably 25 years before Martin Luther King Jr. made that speech. The poem called Dreams goes like this. I have to glance at my note. "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams. Don't let dreams go, for when dreams go, life is a barren field covered with snow. Hold fast to dreams." Before Martin Luther King Jr., before Langston Hughes, God had a dream. God has a dream, a vision, a purpose for the world and for all of God's creatures. And God will not rest until that dream finds fulfillment, until that dream is realized. That dream is what Jesus was all about. That dream is what Jesus came to show us. Jesus came to show us how to live God's dream instead of living in our own nightmare. Jesus came to show us how to be truly and authentically human. How to be the children of God that he intends us to be. He came to show us how to be the family of God at work in service for the family of God. What a dream. God's people living in such a way that no child goes to sleep hungry. God's people living in such a way that there is peace in every land, in every part of our world. Every spear turned into a pruning hook. Every sword turned into a plowshare. God's people living in such a way that each and every one of us knows that we are loved and cared for. God's people living in such a way that no one is in pain. No one is alone. This is God's dream. And God will not rest until that dream finds fulfillment. This is God's dream. And God will not rest until that dream is accomplished. But that dream, even though it's God's dream, will not be realized without us. Our Lutheran motto is that we are a church of God's work, our hands. And this is so true. Stand up, Nancy. Show them your shirt. God's work. Jeff, God's work. Our hands put to work to fulfill God's dream. It's God's dream, and we are the ones who bring it to fulfillment. We are the ones who make God's dream come true. Look at that gospel story that we had acted out with our children first. For 18 years, this woman suffered, barely able to walk, so hunched over, so crippled. And here, on a Sabbath day, a day of rest, when no work and no travel was permitted, she made her way to the synagogue. Maybe that was her practice. Or maybe she heard that Jesus was in town and preaching at the temple that day. We don't know. We're not told that. But we do know that Jesus noticed her. He called her to come over to him, and he put his hands on her and healed her right then, right there. Woman, you are free. Free from what's been holding you down. Free from what has been crippling you. Free from whatever has prevented you from being all that God's dream has been for you. God has a dream for this world or every person. That's what Jesus was all about. That's what Jesus is trying to get us to see. God has a dream, and it's all about you and about your freedom. God dreams that you would be able to stand up straight and to be free. At the beginning of Luke's gospel, he was writing about Jesus at the beginning of his ministry. And we hear another story about Jesus visiting a synagogue. And in this visit, he'd been asked to read from Scripture. And he reads from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery to the sight of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year of the Lord's favor. And that's what Jesus was all about. He said, this is my ministry. And that's what Jesus is still all about, in and through the church, in and through you and me. That's how the dream of God becomes a reality. When we put our hands to God's work in preaching the good news to the poor, in proclaiming release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, this is how the dream of God becomes a reality in you. When we put our hands to God's work, freeing those who are bound, proclaiming that it is God's time, it's God's year of favor. God has a dream, and a life that is lived in harmony with God is a life making that dream come true. When the waters of baptism splashed on us, we got pulled into that dream of God's for this world and for his creation and for every one of us. God's dream does not include being bound, being so bound that we are unable to stand upright and look into the eyes of Jesus, into the eyes of our brothers and sisters. But too often, we are bound, aren't we? What habits or addictions have such a grasp or grip on you that you're not free to live in the way that you really want, the way of God's dream? What fears or anxieties keep your heart from being at peace, the peace that Jesus came to bring to the world? What resentments or feelings of revenge have you bound so completely that you're bent over with the burdens? What worries or cares in life keep you staring at the ground, weighing you down, making you unable to stand up straight? You are God's dream. You have been set free to live as a child of God. In baptism, you have been set free and invited to stand up straight and praise God. You have been released from the bondage of sin and from all bondage except the bondage of being bound to Jesus Christ in freedom and in love. Through Jesus, we have received forgiveness for those times that we have stepped back into the shackles, when we have chosen to live our own nightmare of selfishness over the freedom of being God's hands for others. We who believe that we are to be about God's work with our hands, we who believe that God is up to something better for the world, we try to see that God has something wonderful in store for every creature, for every one of his children, and for this beautiful world that he created. So go. Proclaim God's dream. God's dream for everyone. Go. Witness to God's love. God's love for everyone. Go. Set this world free from its nightmare and free to live God's dream. Jesus says to us, as he said to that bent over woman, stand up. You are free. You are set free right here, right now, on this Sabbath day. Hold fast to dreams. For if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams go, life is a barren field covered with snow. Be God's dream come true. Amen.